Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. The Almighty God loves you so much. He wants to encourage you with His Word. And in this teaching, may the Holy Spirit speak to you and really build your faith and help you to understand how much He loves you and He is so gracious to you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can hear your word, and may your Holy Spirit speak to our heart. We have the ears and we want to hear what you say. Lord, we need the light and revelation from heaven. Help us to have faith in your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to tell you the good news. Your bad record has been cleared by the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 4, verse 8, yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Don't go through life beating yourself up, thinking about everything you have done wrong, dwelling on your mistakes and failures. When you make a mistake, and I make mistake too, I have done wrong in my life too. When you make mistake, go to God and ask for forgiveness. Repent of your sin, then move on. Don't dwell in the past mistake, the past failures and disappointments. Don't dwell in the land of Egypt. Keep moving toward the promised land. Don't keep bringing up the same failures with your thoughts and your mouth. Not only your failure, some other people's failure as well. The first time you ask, God not only forgave you, but He doesn't remember it anymore. When you ask Him to forgive you again for the same thing, God say, what are you talking about? I have no record of that. I would like to read many scriptures to show you the heart of God and the way God loves you. In Romans chapter 5, verses 7 to 11, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him, through Jesus? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, Jesus. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. While I'm teaching here right now, in a few days, they're going to be Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And when I think about Christmas, I think about Jesus, who came into the world to take my sin on His body at the cross and at the whipping post. And He forgave my sin. He bring reconciliation to me, between me and my Heavenly Father. Thank God, God loved us so much. He sent His Son into the world to pay for our sin and to bring reconciliation between us and God. And God forgive us and He remember our sin no more when we repent and come to Him with a humble heart. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm so thankful that the American missionary shared the good news with me and told me about Jesus Christ. Because when I was growing up as a Buddhist man, I know that I have done wrong. I was not a good man. And I learned from my religion that I have to pay for my own sin. This life or next life, because at that time, I believe in reincarnation. But after I learned about Jesus, that He died on the cross to pay for my sin, and my sins are forgiven, and God remember my sin no more. I was so full of peace, and I know that if I make mistake again, God is willing to forgive me when I come to Him and repent and ask Him for forgiveness. And my previous sin, my old sin from birth to that day have been forgiven. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 encourages that we should not live with the heart of condemnation against ourselves and against other people. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Bible says that we should not have condemnation in our own heart. Don't condemn yourself. You just keep walking with the Spirit of God. And anytime you make mistake, you just repent and ask God for forgiveness and come back to Him and know that God has forgiven you. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, but if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. God forgive our sin when we confess and when we repent and come to Him by faith and in humility. And He promises that He cleanses from all wickedness. He cleanses. He remembers our sin no more. When God forgave you, He deleted your files. He doesn't have a big server up in heaven where He is keeping a backup copy just in case He changes His mind. The Bible says clearly that He has cleared your and my record of sin. Let me read many scriptures to show you that this truth has been mentioned in the Bible again and again and again. Hebrews chapter 8 verses 10 to 12 say, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time. The house of Israel means those who believe in God and the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds. The Holy Spirit put God's law in our minds. That's why the Bible says, walk with the Spirit and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will, let me emphasize verse 12 here, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Everyone say, God, remember my sins no more. God, forgive me when I repent and ask Him for forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 10, 16 to 17. This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. Then He says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. The Bible says again, I will remember their sin no more and their lawless deeds. Scripture after scripture say the same thing. Isaiah 43 verse 25, I, even I, am. He blots out your transgressions, wipe out for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah said the same thing. Now look at Jeremiah 31 verse 34. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. You notice that the book of Hebrew quote the book of Jeremiah here. God remember our sins no more. When we come to Jesus, we believe Jesus cleansed our sin. He died for us. He took all our sin on His body and He offered to us the righteousness of God. Our job is to come to Jesus, ask Him for forgiveness, repent of our sin and confess our sin to Him on a regular basis. We all make mistake. I make mistake. And I say, God, please forgive me. And I don't have to dwell in the past anymore. I don't want to dwell in condemnation or in unforgiveness against myself. Micah chapter 7 verses 18 to 19. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of His inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show your mercy. Well, what a powerful scripture. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. God throw our sin into the depth of the sea, and He remember our sin no more. I'm so glad I come to know the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. I'm so thankful that I don't need to walk in religion, that I have to pay for my own sin, or I have to live in guilt and condemnation. God forgive me. Not only forgive me, but He also pay for me what I should pay for my own sin. God is so good. He is so gracious. He is the real God. That's why I want to encourage people who don't know Jesus to come to know Jesus Christ. Religion cannot help you. Only God can forgive you. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Romans chapter 11, 26, 27 say, "And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion." Jesus come out from the nation of Israel, and He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. "For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." God say, through Jesus Christ, He take away our sins. And He pay for that sin, and He offer us His righteousness. We should live in peace, and we have the relationship with God because Jesus paid the price for us. We can pray to God, and God will hear our prayer, and He will answer our prayer, because we are righteous people by the blood of Jesus Christ, by His forgiveness and by His sacrifice. Revelation 12:10 said, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night have been hurled down." The Bible clearly says that the devil or Satan is the accuser. He accuses us. He accuses other people. Therefore, don't live as an accuser. Don't fight fault with your brothers and sisters. Don't compare yourself with others and look down on them. We all have mistakes and sins in our life. We should not allow the devil to use us to accuse other people or condemn other people. And we should not listen to his voice. God loves us. He encourages us. But the devil hates us, and he wants to accuse us. Don't listen to the devil's voice. He will try to speak to you and make you feel bad about yourself. He tried to remind you of your past mistakes and failures and sin. How long are you going to let the accuser keep you feeling guilty and condemned? My declaration is no more. This is a new day. Enter into the joy of knowing that you are a child of the Most High God, and your record is clear. No judgment, no condemnation. Psalm 103 verse 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He, God, removed our transgressions from us." God removed our sin from the east to the west. He threw them into the depth of the sea. He remembered our sin no more when we come to Him with a humble heart and ask Him for forgiveness. Isaiah 1:17 and 18 say, "Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." God say He wipe out your sin by the blood of Jesus, and your life will be as white as snow. So I read all this scripture to encourage you that you should come to God, repent of your sin, ask Him for forgiveness, confess your sin to Him, and then move on with your life because your record is clear now. Don't live in the past. Don't let the devil remind you of your previous past mistakes, failures, and sin. Move on. Keep going with God by praying, serving Him. Have a new purpose of life. You have a purpose to serve Him, build a kingdom, saving soul, and making disciples, building His church. Keep moving toward your finish line, to destiny of your life. Don't look back anymore. Keep moving on, because if you keep memorizing or meditating on your past mistake, those things are going to be like a weight that pull you back, and you cannot run the race with Jesus. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, keep your eyes on Jesus. There are so many witnesses in heaven, all the godly people in heaven who had run their race and they've gone to heaven already are cheering us. So let's go off the weight of sin and the condemnation and keep moving on and have a purpose of life, live for the kingdom, find the calling and the purpose of God for your life and keep growing, feed yourself with the word of God, encourage yourself. Every day you look at yourself, I'm a righteous man. God forgive me. I'm as white as snow by the blood of Jesus. And don't live in condemnation. Again, your record is clear. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God who has cleared my record of sin and deleted my files. Lord, you don't have a server in heaven to have all the record of my life. Thank you that you are not counting my sins against me and that I am covered by your mercy. Lord, I declare that we are free from all guilt and condemnation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. May I pray for you. Father, I pray for my brother and sister who come to listen to this teaching. Lord, heal the sickness. Break the yoke in their life. Remove the curses, the generational curse or the curse that they produce themselves. Lord, take away their poverty. Lord, heal them from emotional problem, from physical sickness. Bless them. Shine your face upon them. And you shower your grace and favor on them, Lord. Lord, I believe that you will help them to grow spiritually, to become strong Christian, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless their family and the children and their grandchildren to the 1,000th generation, Lord. Lord, I believe by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they were healed. Therefore, go away right now, sickness, poverty, disease, curses, and may the blessing of Abraham come upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
I'm never alone.